Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and here with Zechus Menachos Daf Yedal, the second parak Hakometz as a Mincha. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings three sources to disprove Rav Huna's statement on the previous daf that Rav Yossi holds that pigel intent about one part does not render the rest of the carbon pigel. In the second proof, Rabbi Yossi and Abraisa discusses pigel of chatos hapinimios, inner chatos, whose blood is sprinkled inside the heichel. He says that if he had pigel intent with something done outside the heichel, it's pigel, but not if he had pigel intent with something done inside the heichel. Thus, whether he intended to sprinkle the blood on the mizbech hapinimi the next day, or had pigel intent about an outside avoda, while he sprinkled the blood inside, it is not pigel. However, if he shechted outside, intending to pour the shirayim or burn the emorim the next day, it is pigel. Shemachsheva b'chutz b'davar nas b'chutz, because there is intent outside about something done inside. Since consuming pigel blood or any matter, which is no matter for itself, never incurs karas, Rav Yossi must mean that through pigel intent about the blood, he's liable to karas for eating the carbon's meat, disproving Rav Huna's statement. Point number two, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yossi ruled that pigel intent about one loaf of shtei alechem does not render the other loaf pigel, yet he ruled in a braisa that pigel intent for a kazais from both loaves can combine to make pigel. Having proven that Rabbi Yossi agrees that pigel about one part makes the entire carbon pigel, Rabbi Yochanan gives a new explanation of Rabbi Yossi's ruling. Hakasav asan guf echad. The Torah made them one item, vakasav asan shnei gufim, and the Torah made them two separate items. They're considered one item d'ma'akve ahedade, because they are essential to each other, and both are required to offer either. Yet, they are considered two items, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they should be made separately. Therefore, regarding pigel, they can also be considered one item or two items. Arvinu misarvin, if you combine them by intending to eat a kazayis from both, they are combined, and the pigel is effective. Palginu mifuge, if you separate them by intending pigel only about one of them, they are separated, and only that loaf is pigel. And point number three, Abraisa states that if one intended during Shechita to eat a chatzizayis, and then intended during Zrika to eat a chatzizayis the next day, it's pigel. Mifnei sheshechita vezrika mitzarfim, because Shechita and Zrika can be combined for pigel. Some infer that only Shechita and Zrika, the tarvayu matirim, which are both permitters since Shechita permits the blood from the mizbech, can be combined, but kabbal and halacha cannot. Others said that if Shechita and Zrika demerachakan, which are distant from each other, can be combined, then certainly Holacha and Kabbalah, which are near each other, can be combined. The Gemara objects that Levi taught a braisa ruling that none of the four avodos can be combined for pigel. Rava answers that this second braisa reflects Revi's opinion. If one shechted one keves of Shavuos intending to eat a chatzizayis of one lechem, and shechted the other keves intending to eat a chatzizayis of the other lechem the next day, Revi says it is kosher, proving he does not combine two separate half-zayis and tenths. Abai rejects Rava's inference because Revi's case was combining a chatzizayis from one half mutter with another half mutter, each of the two lambs. But perhaps he would agree to combine two half zaysim from one full mutter with another, meaning two avodos. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara brings three sources to disprove Rav Huna's statement on the previous daf that Rav Yossi holds that pigel intent about one part does not render the rest of the carbon pigel. In the second proof, Rabbi Yossi and Abraisa discusses pigel of chatos hapinimios, inner chatos, whose blood is sprinkled inside the heichel. He says that if he had pigel intent with something done outside the heichel, it's pigel, but not if he had pigel intent with something done inside the heichel. Thus, whether he intended to sprinkle the blood on the mizbech hapinimi the next day, or had pigel intent about an outside avoda, while he sprinkled the blood inside, it is not pigel. However, if he shechted outside, intending to pour the shirayim or burn the emorim the next day, it is pigel. Shemachsheva b'chutz b'davar nas b'chutz, because there is intent outside about something done inside. Since consuming pigel blood or any matter, which is no matter for itself, never incurs karas, Rav Yossi must mean that through pigel intent about the blood, he's liable to karas for eating the carbon's meat, disproving Rav Huna's statement. Point number two, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yossi ruled that pigel intent about one loaf of shtei alechem does not render the other loaf pigel, yet he ruled in a braisa that pigel intent for a kazayis from both loaves can combine to make pigel. Having proven that Rabbi Yossi agrees that pigel about one part makes the entire carbon pigel, Rabbi Yochanan gives a new explanation of Rabbi Yossi's ruling. Hakasav asan guf echad. The Torah made them one item, vakasav asan shnei gufim, and the Torah made them two separate items. They're considered one item d'ma'akve ahedade, because they are essential to each other, and both are required to offer either. Yet, they are considered two items, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they should be made separately. Therefore, regarding pigel, they can also be considered one item or two items. Arvinu mis arvin, if you combine them. By intending to eat a kazayis from both, they are combined, and the pigel is effective. Palginu mifuge, if you separate them by intending pigel only by one of them, they are separated, and only that loaf is pigel. And point number three, a braisa states that if one intended during shechita to eat a chatzizayis, and then intended during zrika to eat a chatzizayis the next day, it's pigel. Mifnei she shechita v'zrika mitzarfim, because shechita and zrika can be combined for pigel. Some infer that only shechita and zrika, the tarvayu matirim, which are both permitters since shechita permits the blood from the mizbeach, can be combined, but kabbal and halacha cannot. Others said that if shechita and zrika demerachakam, which are distant from each other, can be combined, then certainly holacha and kabbalah, which are near each other, can be combined. The Gemara objects that Levi taught a braisa ruling that none of the four avodos can be combined for pigel. Rabbi answers that this second braisa reflects Rebbe's opinion. If one shechted one keves of shvuos intending to eat a chatzizayis of one lechem, and shechted the other keves intending to eat a chatzizayis of the other lechem the next day, Rebbe says it is kosher, proving he does not combine two separate half-zayis and tenths. Abai rejects Rava's inference because Rebbe's case was combining a chatzizayis from one half mutter with another half mutter, each of the two lambs. But perhaps he would agree to combine two half zaysim from one full mutter with another, meaning two avodos. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yadalit, and our standard Siman relates to a yad, a hand, and we use a juggler for the Siman, a juggler. So here goes. At the Mock Pigel juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodos done on the Adam Mizbeach and not those done in the Heichol. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two Sedarim of the Lechem of Panim either separately or together, and a third one juggled Shechita knives and Kabbalah jugs, showing that two avodos can be combined for Pigel. Once again, slow motion. At the Mock Pigel juggling show, that must be on Duff, your dalit, hand, juggler. At the Mock Pigel juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodos done on the Adam Mizbeach and not those done in the Heichol, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Pigel for Davar Hadnasa Bechutz of a Chatos Pinimios. So at the Mock Pigel juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodos done on the outer Mizbeach and not on those done in the Heichol. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two Sedarim and the Lechem Apanim either separately or together, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi considers Shteil Lechem and the Lechem Apanim separate items for Pigel, but they can be combined. So at the Mock Pigel juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodos done in the Adam Mizbeach and not on those done in the Heichol. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two Sedarim of the Lechem Apanim either separately or together. And a third one juggled Shechita knives and Kabbalah jugs, showing that two avodos can be combined for Pigel, which reminds us the Gemara discusses combining Pigel and tens during different avodos. So once again, at the Mock Pigel juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodos done on the Adam Mizbeach and not on those done in the Heichol. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two Sedarim and the Lechem Apanim either separately or together, and a third one juggled Shechita knives and Kabbalah jugs, showing that two avodos can be combined for Pigel. All right, so now it's time for our four Blatbach Hazara. Daf Yud. So the Siman Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, minion of Yidden, that must be more on Daf Yud. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the barochas, yad yad l'kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, ozen ozen l'ritzia, which reminds us, Rav explains, yad yad l'kamitza, the gezer shava of yad yad teaches to require the right hand for kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, the gezer shava of regel regel teaches to require the right foot for chalitza of a yavama, and ozen ozen l'ritzia, and the gezer shava of ozen ozen teaches to require the right ear for boring the ear of an eved ivri who chooses to remain an eved. So in the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the barochas, yad yedl kamitza regel regel chalitza ozen ozen luritzio, and everyone held up their right hand when the words etzbar kahuna were read from the Torah, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, komakm shenemar etzbar kahuna eina el yomin, wherever a finger and kahuna are stated in a pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from the Metzora, where the pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires yomin. However, since the pasuk of Kamitza only mentions Kahuna, and Kamitza with the left hand is possible, Rava clarifies that wherever Etzba or Kahuna is written, it means to require Yamin. So in the minyan of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the parochas, yad yad l'kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, ozen ozen l'ritzia, and everyone held up the right hand when the words etzba or kohuna were read from the Torah, a member dragged to a left-handed guest that even kamitza v'minchas chota is done with the right hand, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that yad yad teaches that the right hand is required for a kamitza of a minchas chota. Since Rabbi Shimon explained that oil and levon are not placed on this mincha, shaliyah karbano mehuder, so that his carbon should not be elegant, one might have thought that his kamitza would also be valid with the left hand. So this drasha teaches otherwise. Daf Yud Alef. So the siman Daf Yud Alef is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. At the gold star kamitza course star, that must be more on Daf Yud Alef. At the Gold Star Kamitza course, where one young kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a kamitza properly, which reminds me, we learned how kamitza is properly performed, and the Gemara relates about kamitza, v'zohi avoda kashish b'mikdash, and this was a difficult avoda performed in the mikdash in addition to malika and the chafina of Yom Kippur. So, at the Gold Star Kamitza course, where one young kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a kamitza properly, while another boy doing a strange kamitza with the back of his hand was awarded a Gold Star trophy for most creative kamitza, which reminds us, Rapapa asked about several unusual forms of kamitza, including with his fingertips by inserting them into the flower and closing them up to his palm, minat stadim, from the sides, which is pushing the back of his hand into the flower until it poured into his palm from the sides, and mamata lamala, and from the bottom up, inserting his fingers into the flower with the back of his hand facing the flower until he lifted the flower into his hand. So at the Gold Star Kamitza course, where one young kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a kamitza properly, while another boy doing a strange kamitza with the back of his hand was awarded a Gold Star trophy for most creative kamitza, a third boy got a big Gold Star for maintaining a kometz of lavona from the time of kamitza until the haktara, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan says there are three opinions about how much lavona must remain until the kometz is burned. Rabbi Meir holds kometz b'tchilah v'kometz b'sof. There must be a kometz of lavona in the beginning during the kamitza and a full kometz at the end at the haktara. Yudah holds there must be a kometz in the beginning, ushnei kratim, merely two particles at the end. And Rabbi Shimon requires a kometz at the beginning and only kord echad, one particle at the end. Rabbi Yochanan explains each tanasaurus. Daf Yud Beis. So the siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The oldest of 12 kohen brothers. 12 brothers? That must move on Daf Yud Beis. The oldest of 12 kohen brothers, who helps the siblings remember that chutz l'zmano with a mincha is chayv karas, whereas chutz l'mkomo is not, by writing the word karas on a big clock, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if one performs kamitz with the intent to eat shiraim or a kazayitz of a shiraim, b'chutz, outside the azara, or to burn the kometz or kazayitz of it, or the levona b'chutz, the mincha is possible, but doesn't obligate karas for eating it. If you intend to eat the shiraim or burn kometz with the levona the next day, it's pigel and obligates karas. So the oldest of 12 kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutz l'zmano with a mincha is chayv karas, whereas chutz l'mkomo is not, by writing the word karas on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kamitz and the haktar, and asked if burning the kometz can affect pigel or remove me'ilah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if burning the kometz for shiraim shechasru can affect pigel or remove me'ilah. So the oldest of 12 kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutz l'zmano with a mincha is chayv karas, whereas chutz l'mkomo is not, by writing the word karas on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kamitza and the haktar, and asked if burning the kometz can affect pigel or remove me'ilah, had his two youngest brothers dressed in achila and haktara costumes stand far away from each other to teach that achila v'haktara aim at starving, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Lechol kachatzi zayis, lachdir kachatzi zayis, if one intended to eat a half zayis of shiraim and to burn a half zayis of kometz the next day, kasher, the mincha is valid, she'en achil of a haktar mit starving, because intentions for eating and burning do not combine to a kazayis. Daf Yud Gimel. So the siman Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah bachur. So here goes. When the kohen bar mitzvah bachur, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. When the kohen bar mitzvah bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kamitza with intent to burn the lavona the next day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokes about kamitza with intent to burn lavona l'machar the next day, and we get into the topic of ein matir mafagel as a matir. So, when the kohen bar mitzvah bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kamitza with intent to burn the lavona the next day, and his friend the czar who came along for the celebration gathered up the lavona, making it
puzzle.
Which reminds us, Rabbi Yannai said, Likud Levona Bazar puzzle. If the gathering of the Levona from the top of the flower is done by a non-Kohen, the mincha is invalid. Rabbi Yirmi explains the reason, Mishum Halacha Naguba. They connected this law to the law of bringing, which is one of the four essential avodas of a mincha, since gathering up the Levona brings it closer to the Mizbeach. So, when the Kohen Bar Mitzvah Bacher got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the Avoda, that he did Kamitzah with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend the Zaru came along for the celebration, gathered up the Lavona, making it possible, the Bar Mitzvah boy's father got so distressed that he burned the Bezichon of the Lechem Apani with intent to eat one of the piles of loaves the next day. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if one burned the two bezichon of the lechem upon him with the intent to eat echod min astarim, one of the two arrangements of loaves the next day, osu achalav, osu aseder shechishav alav, that loaf or that arrangement about which he intended is pigel and incurs karis, but the other is merely pasul and does not incur karis. The Chachamim say both are fully pigel. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have a three-way machlokas regarding how much of the Lavona must remain until the kometz is burned? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have the question if burning the kometz for Shiraim Shechasru can affect Pigo or remove Me'ila? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn that the avodas of Mincha perform with intent of Chutzla Zmano or Chayiv Karis, not Chutzlim Komo? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss combining Pigo and Tens during different avodos? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn? The Kohen Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that Yod Yod teaches that the right hand is required for kamitza of a minchas chote. That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have the machlokes about kamitza with intent to burn lavona the next day, which gets us into ein matir mafagel as a matir? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yossi considers shteil lechem and lechem upon him separate items for pigel, but they can be combined? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which daf does Gemara bring a machlokas whether one can be mekadosh flour alone, shemen alone, and lavona alone? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf does Gemara discuss pigel for davar hanase b'chutz of a chatos pnimios? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that wherever it mentions etzba or kahuna, it means none other than the right hand? That's on daf Yud. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.